It's another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind, because we want to know what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd Mitchell. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Shout out to Corey from Mandan, longtime listener to the program, came in and said, I'll take one of those T-shirts and I want to shake your hand because I listen to you every day. And where's Todd? So I had explained, you know, Todd is just the multi-talented master who cannot leave the hub, the epicenter on East Rosser and Bismarck. So I'm here
plus
solo.
Plus the bracelet only lets me go so far anyway. That's across the river. So
he invites you to come on out and join us. We are at High Plains Apache today. And kicking off the opening of their ET Ag Center. Going to tell you more about that as we go throughout the hour. They have a sprayer clinic that goes from now until 2. They got the spray tip center right next to me demonstrating all the different spray tips here. This place is the best. The Apache sprayer is the best. Invite you to come on by and see us on Eastside Court. Actual address is Eastside Court, 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan, basically across the road from Bonanza today. Tell you more about them as we go throughout the day. A lot of calls coming in on the Fort Hood situation. Get back to your calls, questions, and comments. Please welcome a great guest to the program today, someone that is a third or fourth generation of military members in his family, a 22-year Army career, commanded troops, and deployed to several combat zones. Elected to Congress in 2010 from Florida, frequent commentator on Fox News, and now author of Guardian of the Republic, An American Ronin's Journey to Faith, Family, and Freedom. Colonel Alan West back with us on the program, What's on Your Mind. Colonel, nice to have you back. How are you?
It's great to be with you, Scott. How you doing?
Wonderful. Congratulations on the book, Guardian of the Republic, and also for the education on the fact that we are a republic, not a democracy, which I bet if we were to, you know, walk the streets and do one of those man on the street segments, we'd have far too many folks that don't realize that what we say in the Pledge of Allegiance is real. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, that's what we try to bring out in the book, that we really don't understand fundamentally who we are as a constitutional republic, and that's why it's so easy for people to come along with bumper stickers, slogans, and, you know, hope and change, forward, you know, income inequality, fairness, fair share, and get us off the path. So we've got to go back and really study and understand who we are, what the Founding Fathers created for us 237 years ago. And the book is really a clarion call, using my life as an example, for us all to become guardians of the Republic once again.
What worries you most about a democracy?
What worries me most is that the low to no information voter, which can be easily manipulated, and I really think that's what, you know, these poll tested, marketed, you know, slogans and messages are really targeting. As a matter of fact, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there was a survey that came out that said, you know, less than about 42% of Americans actually read beyond a headline. And if that is the level of engagement, if that is the level of critical thinking that we have here in our country, then we're doomed. If we have become a soundbite mentality, an American Idol reality TV show electorate, then it's going to be very easy for us to have these cult of personalities that come along in the political arena, and they just trick us.
Your questions or comments are welcome for Colonel West today on the program. Alan West, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, with us today on the program. 800-228-0550. We had a lot of conversation today about what happened in Fort Hood. Want to take your get your take on that, Colonel. But Jim and Mandan has a question on the point first for us here. Jim, you're up on What's on Your Mind for the Colonel.
Yeah.
Jim, are you there?
Jim. Yeah, Jim Lark. This is
Go ahead, Jim. Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I served 3 years in the military, you know, from 63 to 66. And the only time I had a weapon in the barracks was during basic training. Other than that, the guns were all stored in the armory, the bayonets, gas masks. You know, the only time, like when I was in Europe, we'd have to check them out. The siren would go off for alert. We'd have to go to the armory and check our weapons. And then we carried them, you know, from base to base, TDY. But still, every time we got to a new station where we were TDY to, we had to check our weapons and bayonet and gas masks in, because we never had access to them, you know, in our daily routines. And I can't see why that wouldn't be today's standards. I mean, it's that was back in the 60s, and like I say, we never carried our weapons day to day unless, you know, we were in maneuvers and stuff like that. But it's, you know, on our daily work schedule, the guns are always started in the armory.
Jim, appreciate the comment. Colonel, what's your take on a gun-free zone, especially in our military bases?
Well, that's really what you have turned the military base into, is a gun-free zone. And Jim is absolutely correct that the assigned weapon that a soldier or anyone, soldier, sailor, airman, marine, coast guardman has, they are kept in an arms room, kept under storage. The only time you can draw it out, you go and sign for it, is if you're going out on maneuver or training exercise, or if you're going to the rifle range or pistol range. And even still, the ammunition is delivered out to the range separately. But one of the things that I think we need to start looking at is, you know, a local commander on an installation can, you know, develop a security protocol where you have a duty roster whereby senior leaders, being senior non-commissioned leaders or officer leadership, you know, lieutenants and captains, can be able to carry a sidearm in the unit areas at certain critical places like the barracks, like the motor pool where vehicles are kept, you know, those places where, you know, soldiers and sailors and troops congregate. So that you can reduce the ability of someone to come in and just turn it into a shooting range. And that's something that really, it doesn't require the Congress and all of this to get involved, because that local commander, such as the three-star general there in Fort Hood, he can institute a policy like that. We should not have it where lightning has struck, you know, twice in the exact same place in Fort Hood, Texas. And we also have to remember you have the Washington Navy Yard where you had a shooting that occurred on that installation. Now, in the first Fort Hood shooting and in the Washington Naval Yard shooting, there were not military that engaged and shot the assailants. At the first Fort Hood shooting, you had civilian contracted police on Fort Hood that did it. And at the Washington Naval Yard, you had D.C. police. Luckily, this time on Fort Hood, there was a military police officer that was able to engage the suspect, Specialist Lopez, and you know, once he was confronted with someone with a weapon, he decided to take his own life. So I think we need to immediately look at some of those security protocols that a local commander has at his discretion to put in place. And when I first came into the military, we used to have payday activities where we actually paid the soldiers in cash before we had direct deposit. And what did I do? I went and I drew a sidearm pistol, the old 45 back in the day with ammunition, and I have a guard that was with me. We drew an M16 and ammunition, and we issued our money. Now, think about this. If I had been issuing out hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, from a briefcase unarmed, I'm a prime target. So, you know, that was something that we had back in 1983, 84. And so those are some local things that a commander can institute and implement.
Couple of minutes left with our guest, Colonel Alan West. The book is called Guardian of the Republic. In the book, you talk about the dangerous path we're on with the current administration, and Brad and Minot has a suggestion for you, Colonel. Brad, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind for our guest, Colonel Alan West.
Mr. Alan West, I mean, I love your commentary on Fox News, and I'm wondering, why don't you run for higher office? You're the type of mentality and mind and thinker that we need out there.
Well, Brad, you know, that is very humbling that you would say that. And, you know, the most important thing, I will always serve my country. And if God wills me to continue on in a higher office, then he will lay it upon my heart. And, of course, I have to talk to God's direct representative on earth, my wife. And
as long as my checks
up on it, then we'll make that jump. But I want to make sure it's something that God would say to do.
Mr. Alan West, I will buy your book and read it as soon as I finish The Reagan Diaries, which I am glued to right now.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's get another quick one in here. Rob in Jamestown for Colonel West. Go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yes, thank you. Colonel West, I have just a question or an observation. I wonder what you have to say about it. I have a couple sons in the Army, and they say that, you know, to draw ammunition takes about a week of paperwork, and it takes about a day of paperwork just to drive a vehicle across the parking lot. I'm wondering, is it possible that the Department of Homeland Security could, in theory, go and neutralize the Army in the States?
No,
about 30 seconds for your answer, Colonel.
Firepower that we can't get to.
No, I don't think you'll ever have an instance where you have a civil uprising between the Homeland Security and the United States military. And I know a lot of people worry about the United States military taking action against the American people. People in the military take an oath to the Constitution. They don't take it to a president or to an individual or the Congress or whatever. They take it to the Constitution.
Appreciate the call, Rob. Thanks a bunch. And Colonel Boy, great book, and really enjoyed chatting with you. Looking forward to future conversations. Hope the good Lord and your wife go along with you continuing to be a great public service to defend our great republic. Thanks a bunch, sir.
Thanks so much, Scott. Have a great day.
Love the cover of the book, by the way, with Colonel West sitting on a Harley. We need him on that line. More of your calls coming up on What's On Your Mind, straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's On Your Mind. We're on the road today. I want to thank our roadshow sponsor, PetroServe USA. Filling up at PetroServe USA on 100% American-made fuels. The folks that connect North Dakota's corn fields with North Dakota's Bakken oil fields. Locally owned and easy to find. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, into Minnesota, Bemidji. There's Dilworth, there's Glendon. And besides filling up at PetroServe USA and fueling better, you can also fill up on my favorite meal, the fresh baked single topping hot stuffed pizza, two delicious cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce fountain pop. All that, all four items, $4 all day, every day at every PetroServe USA location. They brought us today to the High Plains Apache location in Mandan, which is the site of a new ET Ag Center. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means about 50,000 sprayer parts on hand here. Spray tips, pump hoses, fittings, valves, and more. If they don't have it, then get it within days, as in 1 or 2 days, and even have it direct shipped right to your door. So that's a great way to go. They have a sprayer clinic going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And they're talking about Apache models now until about 10:45. They're doing data management at 10:45. They're going to do a Viper 4 presentation at 11:15. They're going to do a Invisio Pro Precision demonstration at 11:15. Lunch at noon. Lots of vendors and folks here and folks you can meet. You can find out more about this ET Ag Center. Check out the shop. And then also they'll be doing Q&A on different precision and application specialist techniques. So a lot of fun here until 2 today at the High Plains Apache location. Your Apache sprayer dealer. You can find them online at highplainsapache.com. Or better yet, stop and see us, which is 1701 East Side Court in Mandan today, right across the road from Bonanza, on location with the program we call What's on Your Mind. All right, let's get back to that question of what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. A few emails stacking up here that I want to get to. Kelly says, pertaining to our interview last hour with Senator Heidi Heitkamp, if they put Heidi on Dancing with the Stars, she'd win, because she's darn good at dancing around the questions. All right, Kelly thought she danced around our questions today. I'm trying to recall where that might have been the case. I guess one issue was on the legislation that is put forward that is bipartisan. Republicans and Democrats have signed on to by Joe Manchin. The industry has said, hey, this is our ticket. This is the one. She essentially told us today that, no, I don't believe that is the one and doesn't have a chance of getting, you know, done, and so I have my own. Congressman Kevin Cramer, interestingly, when we asked him about her legislation, he said it was a good compliment to the Manchin legislation, was complimentary of it. But anyway, some different opinions there. On Obamacare, we specifically asked whether her opinion had changed, because she previously had said in her program that much of the criticism was from of Obamacare was from partisans, from Republicans, from people that were, that had a partisan axe to grind about it. She didn't remember saying that, but she did say that, in my view. But she also said, I've been critical of Obamacare for a long time. Critical in the sense that there are parts that work and parts that don't, and you know, this is a chance to fix it. But we didn't really get an answer on whether or not there'll be any success from the administration in going along with the changes. And so far, the Senate leadership has sort of soundly rejected it. Flat out dancing, I would say, maybe on the question of Fort Hood, although she didn't answer my question to say, is it time to change the law on allowing military members to conceal carry? She did say, it's obvious something needs to be done. So, she did say that. Anyway, appreciate the feedback and the comment. Another comment, Bob says, hey, place guns on bases like you do fire extinguishers, where you break the glass in case of an emergency. You know, an alarm could sound and a camera could take a bunch of photos. That's why I love our listeners. Thank you, Bob. Innovative idea to maybe split the baby here a little bit on this idea. Let me know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Some calls we've not got to off here. Let's roll a couple of those. One on the Fort Hood situation. Maybe start there. And we also had a longer call we didn't have time to get to Senator Heitkamp. I'll play that entire call for you as well, so you can weigh in on that. But let's roll those.
Yeah, hi. I'm of the opinion that we, as people, individuals, we do a lot for veterans. You know, we can always do more, but as it stands right now, every single one of us individually does a lot for veterans. You know, I thank a veteran. I donate to different various causes for veterans as I can, but it's our government that doesn't do enough. I heard a story about a month ago or so that the Army or whatever, some bureaucratic office decided that they were going to deny service dogs for veterans who have PTSD. It's even though it's been scientifically proven that service dogs, or any dogs in general, anybody who owns dogs, they have a better life. They, you know, dogs are man's best friend. You know, that's, they're just loyal to the end. And, you know, that's what a lot of veterans need, is just that friend who's not going to leave them. Because, you know, it's been proven that dogs are, and
you know,
it's proven that way.
I'm with you on that one. There's a number of things, and I think when we say, are we doing enough for our veterans, you know, maybe we ought to differentiate, because I hope we are in society. I hope we are as neighbors and coworkers and friends and family members. But I think most of the pain points are government inflicted. I'd go with you on that. The VA bungling, in this case, the law that ultimately prevents members of the military from exercising their Second Amendment rights on a military base just like they would anywhere else. You know, I know we've had some opinions on both sides of that issue, but I can't understand how it's okay outside of a military base, but not on a military base. There's no logic to that to me. You know, the folks that have called and said, well, this can happen or that can happen. All those things can happen everywhere else, and they don't. Off the base, so why do we worry about it happening on the base? Testosterone or, you know, any of these other examples, misfires. Again, lawful off the base, unlawful on the base. How does that make any sense? Somebody please tell me. 800-228-0550. Here's another call pertaining to our interview with Senator Heitkamp from last hour. Roll that.
Scott, please, when you get Heidi Heitkamp on, push your commercials back and push your commercials forward so you can get all the airtime you can out of Heidi. You know, we got a lot of questions for her, just like you said. Your head's spinning. Well, push the commercials.
You know, well, the commercials
aren't the issue.
Yeah, the commercials weren't the issue. The issue was the amount of time that her office allotted us. And we actually ended up probably with a little bit more than the 10 minutes that they had scheduled. So when I say my head's popping, it's that, you know, I've only got 10 minutes of her time. And there's only, you know, so many questions we can get in and so many things we can do. So that's the frustrating part. Now, in fairness, I'm sure she probably is as frustrated as I was, and I have to, you know, interrupt and try and get to as much of it, and hopefully we can use that to have her back on. She has come on at one point for a full hour and took questions, and we love it and welcome at any time. So we're due for one of those, and we'll do that. We also have hard breaks, they're called in the business, and a hard break means we take a break at that time regardless of you know, what happens. We can't just say, oh, we're going to push that back. Because we're on five stations and have a network, those stations rely on us.
It doesn't matter. We could have completely blown them out. It wouldn't have mattered. She only had 10 minutes. Well, what are we supposed to do? Right.
And that's the bigger point. That in the case of the caller's criticism, we didn't have any option. We had the 10 minutes. We used the 10 minutes and a little more to try and get as many questions in as we can. But I'm with you. I was frustrated, too. Love more time, and we'll try and get it soon. Back to your calls. Charlie and Fargo, when we come back, 800-228-0550 after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Spring is sprung, and Megan from the North Dakota Truck Wash is on the phone to tell us about a brand new set of hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash starting April 6th. What's happening at North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Yep, as you mentioned, starting April 6th, we'll be open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Folks, why waste time or fuel? Free VIP service, that deep cleaning process, satisfaction guarantee. They get rid of the mud, and it's 24/7. Call them at 701-628-1550 or stop and see them on the truck bypass south of the Senex. Stanley.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550. I have one K-Fire t-shirt left on location here at High Plains Apache. Among the first Apache sprayer dealers to open an ET Ag Center. Great concept here. We're going to tell you more about that coming up in just a bit with Sean, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, some calls waiting here. We'll get back to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Charlie Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I was just going to talk. I think it was Luce called in earlier, and he was talking about the number of accidental discharges and people being killed. I'm going to say that guy's an outright liar. I think he's a phony because I have access to information like that. I'm also in the military, and I see the people that have. You know, we do have a spike in suicides in the armed forces, but units like the North Dakota Air National Guard and the Army Air National Guard in North Dakota, we're leaning forward. We have chaplains and counselors to talk with people. I'm just not seeing those numbers. And I think anyone that is going to try to say that having our servicemen with, if it's just the senior NCOs or the officers having sidearms would have not stopped either of these two incidents at Fort Hood earlier, they're just lying. You know, we trust these our armed service people with top secret and secret clearances. We surely can trust them with firearms on a base or installation.
Charlie, well said. Thanks for the call. Art in West Fargo, tell us what's on your mind. You're next on the program.
Hi.
Hey, Art, go ahead.
Yeah. You hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. So, yeah, there is DOD policy as far as, Alan West was talking about having a duty list, a duty roster for people to carry sidearms. It's probably something that really needs to be looked into, especially at Fort Hood. That would be something that I would be bringing up to upper management there. As far as concealed carry or anybody's, even if a person wanted to bring a shotgun on the base because he was going to go hunting in the afternoon after he gets off duty, that should be available. I would say that probably a way to temper that would be to have DOD policy dictate rather than federal law dictate so that installation commanders could make changes as they see necessary. But probably the thing that might be a good go-between would be to say anybody can bring a weapon on, they just can't have it on their person. They can have it locked within their vehicle. That way you get away from the whole idea of because I do have a concealed carry, I have to leave it at home because I can't bring it on base. And then having a duty roster with people that are actually armed with sidearms on base would be the deterrent that would stop these shootings at the base.
Greatest audience on the radio, folks. Great insights and analysis, Art. You did it well. Thank you. Mark Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks. Just to voice a little bit of frustration now, it's Heidi Heitkamp, and, she's coming out with this new, bill that she wants now to get passed for the coal industry. And what people are forgetting is one of the first things that Obama did when he took office was he increased the budget of the EPA by 30%. And he did that primarily so that he could go around Congress, see a lot of this stuff he couldn't get passed through Congress. So he was going to use the EPA as a regulatory body to do it that way. And so now we're spending more money than we ever have on EPA, and now we need more bills and more regulation in order to combat some of the attacks that the EPA is doing on the coal industry. Why don't we do this? Why don't Heidi suggest to Harry Reid that they cut, start doing their job, number one, as Congress, and say, we're going to take back control of making the laws rather than using the EPA to do this. We're going to take back our job as Congress, and we're going to put the EPA in its place. We're going to cut back its funding, and therefore you save the government money. And at the same time, you get off the back of the coal industry, and we don't have to be spending more money for incentives and all this other BS, just all bigger government. It's really frustrating, and she's doing it primarily for political benefit. I mean, to make her look like she actually cares about anything in North Dakota, it's you know, ridiculous. If she cared, she would have spoken up about, for example, the Keystone Pipeline. She's been very quiet about that. You know, Senator Hoeven's been the only one that has been fighting for the Keystone Pipeline. And, you know, when you look at the train derailment in Castleton, the dangers that it causes when we have to transport oil by rail car or by trucker, you know, Heidi's endangering the lives of all these all North Dakota people by not stepping up and forcing her majority leader and her president to step forward and get this thing passed. And,
let me agree with you, Mark, in the standpoint that I think members of the president's party, Harry Reid's party, are the ones that will be the most effective in getting things done and shaking it up a little bit. I would argue with you, and I think folks in the industry would argue with you, that she doesn't care about the industry. Now, she might have a different approach on how to get it done, but to say she doesn't care about North Dakota, doesn't care about it, she got a different approach. You and I might disagree with it, but let's not say she doesn't care, because that's assigning, I think, a motive that it's impossible for you or I to do, and I would just caution you there to keep it a little more highbrow. But I share your frustration. I'd rather hear about, the games that are being played with the extra funding. Brought up a lot of good points. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Jamie. A lot of great calls there. Just letting you go.
Hey, Scott, I got a few things. First, I'll talk about Fort Hood and your caller two callers ago. I would agree with him about what he was saying about negligent discharges. As soon as I heard that guy say that, I called a buddy of mine who was in Iraq, and he called Bravo Sierra on that, too. Every place they went over there, in food halls or whatever, there was discharge bins. You cleared your weapon and you put your gun in a hole in the discharge bin like a ballistics bin. You pulled your trigger and dry fired it. Number one, and as far as carrying guns around on bases, he's worried about that happening, negligent discharge. Well, I can see in a war zone you're carrying around with your rifle or pistol with one in the chamber, but if you're on a military base in America, you probably don't have one in your chamber in your magazine, so you can pull the trigger all you want. If there's not one in the chamber, it's not going off. And the PTSD guys coming over, he was worried about those guys doing something on base. Well, I tell you what, if you're got mental problems, like you're going to go shoot a bunch of people up on a military base, they couldn't care less about the rules that you're not supposed to carry a weapon. That's the same thing as a school where they say that kind of stuff. And Heidi Heitkamp, let me go one more thing here, Scott, and I'll get off here.
Sure, yeah.
Heidi always comes on with this middle-of-the-road garbage. It's hard for me to stay highbrow on this, like you say, but, Heidi, you're not middle of the road. You claim to be middle of the road, and that's what got you elected, and you actually went a little right when you were campaigning, but you supported Obama on 96% of the time, so you're not middle of the road. Just give that up. You're not. If anybody's pro coal and oil, they would never vote for a man like Barack Obama.
Jamie, appreciate the call, and Sean and I got the Bravo Sierra thing there, too. So, I wonder if some others did as well. Call a little Bravo Sierra on that. I'm going to remember that one. That's, speaking of highbrow, that's a way of bringing it up a notch. Did you catch it, Todd, or did just Sean and I catch that? Oh, I think he's proven the point. Jenny Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Bravo, Sierra.
Hi.
I'm calling that. Yeah, okay. How are you, Jenny? Go ahead.
Hi there. How are you doing, Scott?
Great. How are you?
I'm just dandy, actually. Even though this weather is still kind of crazy, not getting us down. I had a fun event I wanted to tell you about.
A fun event. Tell me about your fun event.
Well, actually, if you're in Grand Forks, if anyone's looking for something really awesome to do, come on over to the Pizza Ranch tonight in Grand Forks. Between 5 and 9, we're actually raising money for Special Olympics. And it's me and my dance team, and we're just, going to be out there bussing tables and serving pizzas, and 20% of everyone's check that mentions Special Olympics, 20% of that will go to Special Olympics, and 100% of our tips.
I love it. That's Pizza Ranch Grand Forks, I assume, tonight from 5 to 9, huh?
Yep, that's right. And it also works for if you can't make it out, you can always call and they'll deliver pizza to you, and takeout works too.
Perfect. Sounds great. And Special Olympics, what a wonderful cause. You guys do great work. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you
pizza
so
Ranch,
much.
Pizza Ranch Grand Forks. Good to hear from you, Jenny and Grand Forks. By the way, Fred and Bismarck stopped by. I got the last T-shirt, so the T-shirts are gone, and loves the program. We appreciate the folks we got a chance to meet today at High Plains Apache. And Sean Volk is here. Sean's a service technician. Remember that Maytag repairman? That's kind of Sean because, of course, they sell Apache sprayers here at High Plains Apache, and they never break down, right?
That is so correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're, like, having coffee right now.
That I am.
Yeah.
That I am.
and visiting with some of the folks that are in for the sprayer clinic and checking out the new ET Ag Center. Tell us what's new here.
What's new here, we got an expanded parts lineup for you, everybody. We're not just selling parts for the Apaches. We sell everything from application equipment all the way down to your transfer pumps to spray tips. I mean, we have it all here. We really do.
50,000 different parts.
Yeah, 50,000 parts here, but we also have the direct-to-door shipping also that we can ship from our other manufacturer, and we can ship it right to your door, so all the guys way out in rural North Dakota, we can get parts to you within a few days also.
So you just pick up the phone, call, boom, it's delivered right to the door.
That is true.
That's great. And I love you know, some of the demonstration things you have here in the ETA Ag Center. For instance, if I want to, you know, just look at the different approaches on the spray tips, you got the...
We got the spray tip simulator here. Basically, any spray tip that's manufactured, we can plug into this machine here, and you can see the coverage that's coming out of the tip. You can see the advantages of certain tips versus other ones, and it's a really great demonstration tool that we can use here. It works really, really well.
And you mentioned also the parts now, not just for Apache sprayers.
No, anything application-related we handle, so...
Yeah, so maybe that'll give you a little more work. See, because those Apaches with a 5-year warranty, it's very obvious they don't break down, and you end up being the Maytag repairman. Now, at least you can help some of the folks out that weren't fortunate enough to buy an Apache. You know?
Exactly. I mean, we're not discriminating against anybody here at all. That's for sure. We're worried about getting the farmers in the field and getting the work done when they can. And talking about service a little bit here, I mean, spring work is coming up. You guys can give us all a call, and we can get out there and do whatever we need to do for you guys. And sprayers is what we do. We're not chasing around after a lot of other equipment all the other times of year, so if you need something done, give us a call and we can get there. There's two of us on here in Mandan all the time. Fargo, they have a lot more staff also, so we can cover the whole state and the whole region very, very promptly.
Sprayer clinic's going on here till 2 o'clock this afternoon, and a lot of things next up. They're going to talk about that Apache model 2014, which is a doozy, huh?
Oh, yeah, the creature comforts in that thing and the technology in that is just second to none. I mean, the sprayer is just eons ahead of everything else out there.
There's lunch today, too, so come on by and see Sean and the whole crew here. And if you can't stop in today, give them a call, and whatever that part is, they'll get it right to you, 701-663-2375. 701-663-2375, and make sure you tell Sean you did a great job on the radio, as always. Good to see you, Greg. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right, we'll be back with more on What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls after this.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is What's on Your Mind. We're live on location today, High Plains Apache in Mandan, and only one segment of the program left. Last chance, folks, to weigh in. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Time flies when you're having fun, as we have been out here today. Appreciate all the calls, questions, and comments, and a lot of opinions on a lot of issues today. And that's why we're here, by golly, every day. Tomorrow on the program, we have North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and his challenger for the nomination, Judy Estenson. That's probably the big battle everybody's watching at this weekend's Republican convention in Minot. And by the way, I just see now Dwayne Henderson didn't evidently complete the proper paperwork, so there will not be a challenge for the Republican nomination. But obviously, Congressman Kramer, the incumbent, pretty well had that one wrapped up. But about the only race folks will be watching will be that Ag Commission race between the incumbent, Doug Goring, and the challenger, Judy Estenson. So we'll have both candidates on tomorrow, so you can hear from them. Monday, Williston Mayor Ward Kozer will be here. They have a new rec center that's really something in Williston. We're going to talk about that. Also, North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Nessa will join us as well. I want to thank our sponsor today, and that includes our friends at Our location, we're broadcasting from, kicking off the new ET Ag Center here, and the sprayer clinic going on at High Plains Apache Demand, and also our roadshow sponsor, PetroServe USA. I'm going to leave here, and I'm going to get myself a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a couple of cookies. I'll save those for after lunch because I gave them up, put them in the freezer, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, the 4 for $4, $4. And you know what? That sounds special. It is a special, but it's every day, all day. So it's a PetroServe USA kind of special. And, of course, you're filling up with 100% American-made fuels. They help America feel better, partnering rural corn fields with the Bakken oil fields. And you can find them in Bismarck and Mandan. Let's just go west-east. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Linden, Bemidji. There you go. A lot of locations right off of 94 and 10. Easy to find. Of course, 29 down Wahpeton Way. All right. Let's get to the calls here before we wrap up. Mark's in Bismarck. You're waiting the way in here, and you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, 2 points. One, it was a discredited Bill Clinton that disarmed the military bases. And two, political correctness is what was a contributing factor on the first Fort Hood shooting. The psychiatrist superiors knew that he was a nutcase and had ties with radical Islamism, but they were too paralyzed to do anything because of political correctness.
You're right. It was deadly in that case. There's no question. And I always hesitate about some of these early reports, but this 34-year-old shooter now, we understand, served in Iraq, although didn't see combat, had been undergoing an assessment to determine whether he had post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, so was seeing a psychiatrist. We know that much. You know, did we learn enough from the first go-around of Fort Hood?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you wonder. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Jerry on I-94, somewhere in northeast South Dakota, listening on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerry, tell us.
Yes, actually I'm on I-29.
I-29?
South of the North.
That would make sense. That would make sense, yeah. Since I-29 is in South Dakota, and I-94 is in North Dakota. Sorry, I was reading an incorrect little memo note to myself here and didn't fact check it before I said it. But you're right. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Well, for the information of travelers, the roads down here right now are pretty good. They're just wet. They're not slippery like they were this morning. I drove from Bismarck to Fargo this morning. That was a white-knuckle express all the way. Anyway, the reason I'm calling this morning is about how a conservative state like North Dakota, what two-thirds of both state legislative bodies, every major office, conservative people, Republicans, how in the world do we elect a senator, Heidi Heitkamp? I used to, when I first moved back to North Dakota, I moved away for 10 years after high school. I came back here, and I was amazed at the politics here, and I thought, why are they not grooming people, the Republican Party, why are they not grooming people to run a year or two in advance of when the election is? So people are kind of getting awareness or recognition of that person.
Well, I don't know. My thought, Jerry, would be, you know, you compare the Republican bench to the Democratic bench, and the Republican bench is certainly deeper, longer. To specifically answer your question, 4,000 votes did that in a very tight election in the Rick Berg Heidi Heitkamp race, and Heidi Heitkamp ran a better campaign and managed to scrounge up 4,000, more votes. And, I think one of the reasons you see her being, taking on her party on the Second Amendment, taking on her party on coal, Keystone Pipeline. She's told us, that she told the president to his face that he was wrong about this. And, you know, an earlier caller was critical, said, she didn't talk about Keystone XL Pipeline enough. Well, you know, she has talked about it. Whether she talked about it enough is in the eye of the beholder. But I think she recognizes she's from a state that is more conservative and so sways our way more often than not. But I think it's just incumbent on North Dakotans to keep her, in check with their views and what they want in the meantime.
Well, my take on it is, and by the way, she's a chameleon, but the backbone is liberal. She'll change colors whenever necessary. But my indictment is the Republican Party for running a candidate like Rick Berg. And if you don't think he was a bad candidate, just look where he lost the election, in his own hometown.
Yeah, and that's definitely the, I think the after action on the campaign would bear that out. Good guy, bad campaign, unfortunately, poorly run. And we have what we have now. Hey, we're out of time, folks. God bless you. Thanks for listening from High Plains Apache Mandan. Scott Inman for Todd Mitchell. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.